to Let's Talk, a daily devotion focused on both believers and non-believers. Today's topic is, are you up for the task at hand? We'll take a look at how we can deal with our responsibilities and choices when we are feeling inadequate or unprepared. Life throws so many new and uncomfortable situations at us, we often don't know which end is up. The scriptures are rich in lessons dealing with a troubled people, be they individuals or nations. I'm pretty certain each of you, like myself, have been faced with daunting circumstances and felt totally inadequate in moving forward. We have exhausted all of our learned coping skills and now feel despair. Where can we turn? A safe bet is you can find scripture with a precise lesson that, when followed, will lift us out of the doldrums and the grip of helplessness and despair. Let's start by taking a look in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, where the Lord speaks, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now we all know that two heads are better than one and that many hands make light work. Imagine if your partner in your battles is Jesus. How would that change your outlook and the odds of victory? He is willing to take the burden, but we must go to him and earnestly seek his help. Not only is the burden lifted, but your confidence in facing life head on will be bolstered. This situation reminds me of choosing teams on the playground or a ball field as a kid. If there was a superstar in the mix, wouldn't you choose them first? Don't we want the odds stacked in our favor? Jesus is our superstar, and he can lead any team to victory over despair and worry. Something to think about. While we are deciding if we want Jesus on our team, the wicked one is also choosing sides and may have us in his crosshairs. We better fill out our team before we get drafted by the devil. Once we commit to our Lord and Savior, he will keep us locked up for all of our days. For it says in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." What a wonderful assurance we have when we seek the Lord's help. And even though we wander into the path of temptation and make some poor choices, he will not abandon us in times of want or in times of plenty. What about those times when we decided to go it alone? Can you think of a few times that you wish you could go back and start over again? Did you get the results you wanted? Did you get the results that Jesus would have orchestrated for you? Even after years of trials and failures, we are still tempted to turn away from God and seek our own desires, not his desires for us. Now, as imperfect people, we are quite good at keeping score. Who said this or that? Who did this to me? I did this for you, and what did I get in return? Isn't it about my turn to go first? Yes, we have great recollection of when we felt shortchanged, but we are not quite so accurate remembering when we might have offended others. Now, Jesus can certainly recall all the times we failed to call on him, or even worse, called and then didn't obey. But he's not in the scorekeeping business, but rather the forgiveness business. He wants us to come to him in all circumstances, as we are reminded in Isaiah 44, verse 22. "I have swept away your offenses like a cloud. your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Nowhere else will you get such a comforting promise. So when we feel burdened by small or large decisions, we can rest assured that we are not alone. When the choices seem too tempting to pass up, pause and seek advice from Him above. When you feel pushed to cough up an answer, sit back, seek Him, and then patiently wait for help. I don't know about you, but I can seem to get into difficult circumstances whenever I think I have to answer right now. Looking back, I seldom encountered bad results, even when I did nothing. The stumbling blocks came from greed, pride, or impatience on my part. Oh, if I could only do it all over again. Well, maybe not a do-over, but how about a start over today with a new and stronger resolve to seek Him first? If we want to be up to the task at hand, we need to seek His hand to tackle the task. Let's pray. Father, we are slow to learn the lessons to seek you first. We are tempted to move within our own strength, not seeking yours. Help us erase our scorecard that we keep on others. Help us prepare for life's trials by spending time in the Word, not trying to outmaneuver each other. Instill in us the proven lesson, trust and obey, for there is no other way. And we will give you thanks and praise your name throughout your kingdom. Amen. Join us here each Monday through Friday for a daily devotion from the BFC family. We hope to see you at the Sunday services at 9, 10:45, or even 6 p.m. You can still join by live streaming at bfcsebring.com. Click on Media and then on Watch Live. We hope to see you soon. Have a blessed day.